Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I'm the founder of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-Step Recovery Fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any of them either. My hope is that you will find my words helpful in some way, whether you are in recovery or not. This is episode 94, How to Strengthen Your Boundaries by Letting Go. There's a piece of recovery literature that says, quote, "The level of choice we develop is proportional to the integrity of our boundaries. The more we let go, the stronger our boundaries become," end quote. This is a paradox. First, because most of us feel like if we let go, we'll have no control over anything. And second, because many of us are under the misguided belief that having boundaries will enable us to control others. In fact, boundaries are about controlling you. They're about you living up to your own standards and enforcing them. I have gone in and out of awareness and understanding of what all this means. The more we let go, the stronger our boundaries become. I know the first several times I read it, I was like, what? I have no idea what that means. And then other times I'm like, oh yeah, I totally get it. That makes total sense. And then I've gone back again and read it and thought, I have no idea what that means. So finally, I wrote down some notes so I'd be able to remember what this means. And this is one of the notes I wrote. I wrote, quote, "We manipulate, for example, people pleasing, when we don't have boundaries and we're trying to control others because we're enmeshed with them," end quote. So when we're enmeshed with others, which is the opposite of having healthy boundaries, we feel like we have to feel other people's feelings or we have to rescue them. So we do things to manipulate them because they are us, in a sense, at least kind of like psychically. Enmeshed things are not separate. But when we let go of trying to control other people, when we let go of our attachment to outcomes, we have a much wider range of choices available to us. When we're controlling, we are fixated on that one outcome we have in mind, which is typically get this person to do the thing I want them to do, or get the political situation to turn out the way I want it to, or get the company policy passed that I want to have passed. When we let go of all that, the entire universe of choices becomes available to us. Whereas when we're controlling, we want that one thing, so we don't have choices. Boundaries are about letting go of what's going on outside your boundary, that is outside of your control. And they're about keeping the focus on yourself. So let's put a pin in that for a moment. I'm at the tail end of leading a group coaching program called 6 Weeks to Better Boundaries with Barb. And a couple weeks ago, I started the lesson by telling the members, okay, there are 5 rules of setting boundaries. Here they are. Keep the focus on yourself, 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 keep the focus on yourself. And they laughed. And I was like, you think I'm kidding, but I'm not. And me saying that is one of the things out of the whole 6 weeks that has really stuck with them, because it's easy to remember, it's humorous, and it was uncomplicated. So when you're learning to set boundaries, remember, keep the focus on yourself. The focus is on you and what you want and how you want to live. It is not on other people and what they're doing or not doing. Many people who don't have good boundaries are under the misconception that if they had good boundaries, then other people would do what they wanted. And that's not what they're about. So back to this paradox. When we let go, it enables us to have stronger boundaries. When we let go of being attached to what other people are doing or not doing and keep the focus on ourselves, we're able to not worry about what other people are doing. That doesn't mean we don't care at all what others are doing. It's that we're focused on ourselves. And if we don't like their behavior, we're going to do something to change the situation. We're not going to change the person. Here's an example. There's someone in my life who simply cannot not talk about politics. And I have zero interest in talking about politics at this point in my life. Even though I agree with this person politically, they yell and they get really heated, and I just don't like yelling or heated conversations. News and politics are very triggering for me. So I really need to stay out of them to have the peace and serenity that I want to have in my life. So you could call this a boundary, by the way. I tried a number of times to get this person to stop talking about politics in my presence. And the conclusion I've drawn is that they are not capable of doing that. So what I've chosen to do is spend an incredibly small amount of time with that person, and to do so very infrequently. So my boundary is no politics. And they can't respect that. I'm the one that's in charge of enforcing that boundary, not them, which doesn't mean I shove a sock in their mouth and make them stop talking about politics. Instead, I provide a consequence for them when they continue to talk about politics in my presence. And the consequence is I rarely spend time with them. And when I do, it's for a very brief period of time. I have choices now, but when I used to try to control this person and to get them to stop talking about politics, I didn't have choices. I was exasperated all the time because it's impossible to control other people. And I was hyper-focused on getting them to stop talking about politics. And I wasn't thinking about me and what I could do about the situation. But now that I've let go of trying to control them, I've been able to put the focus on me, which I can control. I've drawn a boundary around what's okay with me and what's not okay with me. And I use time as the marker for that boundary. That is, I spend very little time with them, and I don't do it very often. I'm the one that has difficulty about politics, not them. Why would they stop? They love politics. If I'm the one that doesn't want to talk politics, then I'm the one that needs to change something. So what I've done is change how I spend my time. I let go of them and their behavior and focused on me and my behavior. This is called having a boundary. So again, the level of choice we develop is proportional to the integrity of our boundaries. Because when we have strong boundaries, that means we're focused on ourselves, and it's there that we have choices. And the more we let go, the stronger our boundaries become. Because when I let go of you, I've set a boundary. I've made a distinction between you and me. You are distinct from me, and I can control me, but I can't control you. So, listener, who or what are you trying to control that you can let go of? Think about it and let me know. I'd love to hear from you. One last thing. My 100th episode is coming up, and I want to do something special. If you have ideas of how I might mark that milestone, I'd love to hear them. So far, what I've heard from people is they've asked to hear recovery readings and songs that I like, and to talk about how to cultivate a gratitude practice. So far, I have two musicians coming to share their recovery music, a couple of readings picked out, and I'll be talking about cultivating a gratitude practice. But if there's something else you'd like to hear, let me know by emailing me. It's barb@higherpowercc.com or DM me on Instagram @higherpowercoaching. I'm probably going to do a Zoom meeting and record it and then play the recording as my podcast, but I'm not sure yet if it's something that'll be open to the public or just to my invited guests. Let me know what you think. Should it be open or not? And if so, would you like to attend? Remember, healing is possible. It is never too late to recover. And no one is beyond hope. Talk to you next week. That's it for today. Please share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. If you like what you've heard here, you might be interested in private coaching with me. If that sounds like you, then head on over to barbchat.net, or you can get on my calendar for a free 20-minute consultation to help you make lasting changes in your life, like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change, but I'll coach anyone who wants to be happy, joyous, and free. So if that's you, then go to barbchat.net and get on my calendar. I'd love to chat with you. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. This helps other people find me. Thanks for listening.